1 Corinthians 12:28, and God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. And then, of course, you know, the next verse or so talks about, are all apostles? No. Are all prophets? No. So there are many things that we have, all of us in the body of Christ, have in common.
Yes.
We've all received the same like precious faith.
Yes.
Bible says we've all received the love of God shed abroad in our heart, all the fruit of the Spirit, you know, all the graces of redemptive provision such as, you know, deliverance and soundness of mind and,
yes,
you know, healing and so forth. Those are all for every one of us. But then he said here, there are some things that not all of us have. He said, God hath set some in the church. And he lists, really, first of all, the fivefold ministry offices is what he's talking about here. Not everybody's called to the fivefold ministry offices. And, you know, if you're not called to one of the fivefold ministry offices, thank God for it. Really? Yeah, thank God for it. Yeah, thank God for it. If you knew anything about it, you wouldn't want it. I'm talking about the fleshly lust, you know. But whatever God wants, you want. I know you want what God wants. But the point is that not everybody has the same thing, the same function, the same place, the same anointing in the body of Christ. That doesn't mean that fivefold ministry offices or people in the fivefold ministry offices are any more special to God than anybody else. We don't get, the Bible doesn't teach that we get rewarded, any of us will get rewarded because of the office. We'll get rewarded for faithfulness. So you can be faithful to what God's called you to and maybe get a greater reward than somebody in a fivefold ministry office that wasn't faithful.
Right.
Isn't that good about God?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. I appreciate what others have on them. I don't have it all. You don't have it all. There's only one man that had it all. That was Jesus.
Yes, sir.
He was anointed with the Spirit without measure.
Yes, sir.
But we have in part been anointed to and equipped to fulfill certain places in the body of Christ. All of us, whether fivefold ministry or not. You know, there's different, you know, you read these fivefold ministry graces and you can see in other places, like in Romans, I believe it's the 12th chapter, it lists some things that are not fivefold ministry offices.
Right, yeah.
But he says they differ according to grace.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I mean, I see some of you operating in things sometimes. It just blesses me.
Praise God.
I see Miss Leanne. She's I call her an exhorter. I don't know. I don't know. I can't say God said that, but I can just see it on her.
Yes.
And, you know, she can get people. She'll just exhort. I mean, she gets those people in that chair cutting their hair.
Yeah.
And no, you can't go anywhere when you're cutting, somebody's cutting your hair. And she'll just love on them and exhort on them. Before you know it, she's bringing them to church, and or she's leading them to the Lord, or laying hands on them, getting them some teaching or something. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard your thoughts, Matt. I heard your thoughts. You're saying, and you're. No, I'm kidding. Just tell her to keep it out of our relationship. You know. Just. I'm kidding. I'm going over here. Acts 19:12. Acts 19:12. Praise the Lord. I wrote the wrong verse down in Acts 19:12. I got to go to it. I wrote the same verse down. Teresa was talking to me and distracted me in the back room. Of course, she's anointed to annoy me. I mean, she's anointed to. We were at a pastor's house one time. We were preaching for their church, and the strong anointing one night was flowing in the power of God, and many things happened. But afterwards, we were eating, and we just got to having fun. The pastor's wife's a lot of fun. She liked to have a lot of fun, and so I started picking on her, and just sort of, you know, having fun with her, but at her expense. And she said, the anointing got off you and the annoying got on you. I guess some got real close to me and got that annoying on them. Is that what happened? Acts 19:12. So that, let's back up to verse 11. Excuse me. God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. So that from his body were brought under the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. How God wrought. Notice back there, God set. We set that first verse, God set in the church.
Yes.
So God set, God wrought. Now notice this last verse here in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed with the devil, for God was with him. So say it out loud. God set,
God,
God wrought,
God anointed.
Somebody said that man did that. No, God did that through that man. Even Jesus. Amen. Jesus said, before he was baptized, well, really in the River Jordan, and the Holy Ghost came on him, he said he couldn't do anything, and he didn't do anything until the Holy Ghost came on him. So it wasn't Jesus, it was God.
Yeah. Come on.
Jesus actually said that.
Yeah. Amen.
So, you know, these things, these anointings, God gets the glory for these things. Amen. Now, 1 Timothy 4:14-15, Paul exhorted Timothy, who's a minister. He said, neglect not the gift that is in thee. Ministers have gifts in thee. Now, not just ministers. Everybody in the body of Christ has something. Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
That's a good time for you to say amen.
Amen.
Believe in what God's put in you.
That's right. Amen.
Paul said concerning what God gave him, I magnify my office.
That's right.
You ought to bloom in the area God's graced you in.
Amen.
And don't try to be anybody else.
Yeah.
Don't try to be anybody else. But I'm talking about the ministry here now. Not, this isn't limited to the ministry. Everybody's got graces. Ministers, God's that ministry, somebody's not a pastor or a teacher or a prophet or something because they just put that name on their business card or they decided to choose that as a career. These things are not in name, but in power. Isn't that right? God equips people to do what he's called them to do. I mean, wouldn't God be working against himself if he asked you to do something and he didn't equip you to do it? Sometimes I get things operating and I'm like, well, why would you talk to me about it? And then it's like, oh, it's because of my role in their life.
Right.
And it's not because somebody else should have known that. It's just equipment.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Equipment.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. I mean, if the boss down at the job asks you to do something and he doesn't give you the computer or the whatever, you know, the equipment to do it, well, that's just not fair. So God's fair. He gives you what he graces you for what he's called you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, some of these things will begin to operate in people's lives or ministers' lives at different points. Maybe something will be imparted at birth. Things can be imparted at the new birth. You know, the new birth. Things could be imparted at the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Or, you know, just through a service of ordination where hands are laid on, something's imparted. Or it could be just associations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because God's put some ministry in their heart, they associate with it, hang around it. And not because, but because of like calling maybe, and God's connecting somebody with somebody, those giftings can be imparted just through associations.
Amen.
Yeah. Isn't that right? But regardless, whenever that gifting is there, Paul told Timothy, don't neglect the gift that's in thee. Now, I share that because back in December last year, 12th or 13th, whatever it was, I actually was having some symptoms in my body and I was, you know, it was a little bit alarming. And so I was talking to the Lord about it and I said, and he started talking to me. He spoke to me and he said, you're not honoring the healing anointing on your life. And he said some other things, but I'm just emphasizing this. He didn't tell me that was the reason of my symptoms, but he sort of implied it. And he said, you're not honoring the healing anointing. He said to me, I'm talking about the tangible healing anointing that I spoke to you about in 1990, August 15th of 1990. I don't know if you remember, but that was a Wednesday. I remember because of what, you know, happened on that day. You might not remember, but you got something big happened in your life. Do you remember the day you got married? Tell me the date right now. I'm just kidding. You might get somebody in trouble. But no, I remember that. And the Lord said, you're not honoring that. He said, when was the last time you laid hands on anybody in your church? He said, I'm not talking about, you know, somebody comes up to you and asks you for prayer or a word of knowledge comes and you minister that. That's you know, operating in the spirit too. But he's talking to me about that tangible healing anointing that he gave me whenever I was there on August 15th, 1990. I started thinking I couldn't remember the last time. At that time, I had one time maybe 6 weeks before that, but before that, I couldn't remember. And he said to me, now listen to this. He said, what you have Ann doing in the healing class doesn't count towards your faithfulness with that tangible anointing on your life. Whoa, I just got smitten. You know, I got smitten. Pastor, you better get with it. Yeah, and you too. What do you got on your life? You better get with it.
Yes.
And so he started talking to me about that. He said, you've not been faithful. Well, I don't want to stand before the Lord and hear him say, you know, at the judgment seat of Christ, you've been unfaithful.
Right.
Well done, thou good and faithful servant, is what I want to hear.
So
he started dealing with me about it. And he said, I want you to have a healing conference in your church. That's why we're here.
Amen.
He said, I want you to lay hands on the sick. And I want you to tell them about that anointing.
Amen.
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 Boy, I just start talking about it. It starts rising up in me. Thank God for the power of God. So, you know, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12:1, King James says, concerning spiritual gifts, I don't want you to be ignorant. Now, gifts is italicized. That means the Greek doesn't have that. If you look it up in the Greek, concerning spirituals, I don't want you to be ignorant. And then you might say, what are spirituals? We'll just read the rest of the chapter. He talks about the nine manifestations of the Spirit. And then he talks about the body of Christ and how the Holy Ghost puts us in the body as it pleases him. He didn't ask me. He didn't ask my mama. He didn't ask my grandma. And he didn't ask you before he anointed me. And he didn't ask me before he anointed you. I'm not the head of the church. You're not the head of the church.
That's right.
Dane is. He thinks he is. No, I'm kidding. But Jesus is the head of the church.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he can do without a board meeting from anybody in any church. He can do anything he wants to do.
Yes, that's right.
Yes,
amen.
I wouldn't have picked me, but he did.
Right.
I certainly wouldn't have picked Brother Andre.
Well,
but God did.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. If I pick on you, you're okay. All right. Amen. So notice the Bible says there are diversities. He goes on there, you know, don't be ignorant about spiritual gifts. Things pertain to the Spirit. He talks about gifts of the Spirit, that manifestations of the Spirit. And then he talks about where we are in the body of Christ. And then he talks about, we just read those fivefold ministry offices. That's something that pertains to the Spirit. We ought not be ignorant of that. And he said there in one of those verses, 4, 5, 6, somewhere down and through there, he said there are diversities of gifts. And differences of administrations. That word ministrations is translated ministries all through the New Testament.
Amen.
There are different ministries.
Amen.
Well, why aren't you like them? Well, the Bible said, who made thee to differ from another? God made people different from one another. Why aren't they like me? Don't think that they have to be like me to be used of God. Nobody has to be like me. Nobody has to be. Pastor Debbie and I have talked about that a lot. We're different than one another. But see, if you're different, you're scriptural. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad everybody's not like me. It'd be a little boring around here. You know what I'm talking about? God's a God of color. He's a God of many, many varieties. And just the body of Christ just is wonderful. Just getting around people and seeing how God uses them different and all that. Amen. Anyway, I got to keep moving. So, really, and he explained, he started talking to me about this, about what he gave me there in August 1990. I was on a trip to Brazil in July of 2012, and I was on a plane. Really, I landed, and he started talking to me on the plane, got in the hotel, he's talking more, about this, what he gave me. And I was meditating on it, and he spoke to me again. He said, what I gave you on August 15th of 1990 was different than what I said in my word that all believers would be used in Mark 16, 17, and 18. He said, what I gave you, amen. He said, one who has a ministry of healing, he said, I have given unto you a ministry of healing.
Yeah.
One who has a ministry of healing, they minister healing.
Yes, yes.
They don't even pray for the sick. Well, they can. Don't misunderstand me. But to minister healing is different than prayer for healing.
Yes.
Minister means to transfer something's of the Holy Ghost ministered.
Yes. Yes.
Anointing is ministered.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. And he said, one who has a ministry of healing is a special endowed of the Spirit in the area of ministering healing to the sick and is used in that area on a more continual basis.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. He said, the ministry of healing is gifts of healings and or the tangible healing anointing. That's what happened when Jesus was... That was the main way Jesus ministered.
Mm-hmm.
That was the main way he went. Remember the woman with the issue of blood? She touched the hem of his garment. And Jesus, immediately knowing, King James says virtue had gone out of him. You look it up, it's the Greek word for power. Dunamis. We get our word dynamite from it. You want something to blow up cancer?
Come on.
There's dunamis available.
Amen.
And then he said, those with a healing ministry stand in a ministry office.
Yes. Yes.
Now, Mark 16, 17 and 18, all believers are told to lay hands on the sick and they'll recover.
That's right.
Lay hands on the sick. But don't misunderstand me. God can do it if he wants. He can use any believer with power, but yet right on the other, because the power's in them. But yet, on the other hand, that's not necessarily always going to be the case in Mark 16, where believers lay hands on the sick. That laying hands on the sick is not necessarily as a place to transfer power, contact, so the transfer power can be transferred. That laying on hands is simply a point of contact.
Yes.
In other words, we're agreeing right now.
Yes.
Now, God, you might say, I laid hands on somebody and I felt the power. Great, wonderful. God can use anybody he wants. But see, he's not going to do that all the time on a regular basis with every believer.
Right.
Like he would somebody specially anointed in that area.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise God. So, what God gave me there in 1990, he talked to me about it later. Because I was sitting, when the Lord just said that, that's all that came that there in 1990. I've given to you a ministry of healing. That's all. I wasn't aware of any anointing. In fact, I didn't even think of anything about the anointing. I just kind of thought about what we had been doing in healing school, ministering to the sick. I mean, teaching. That's what I mean by ministering. And teaching the sick. Teaching them the word. And but I started sitting in the back. Brother Moore was conducting PM Healing School, and I was sitting in the back, and things started manifesting in my hands. He'd say, really, sometimes a half hour before or 15, 20 minutes before, he was getting ready to lay hands on the sick, that anointing would come. Well, I didn't think at the time it was the anointing, but it was.
Yeah.
It would come into my hands. I'm thinking, well, I'm sitting at the back table. Now, don't laugh at me.
No, sir.
But I'm just saying what happened. I thought I sort of had the circulation cut off in my arms, you know, and I was released the circulation. I had pins and needles in my hands or something. I know maybe you catch on a little quicker than me, but and that would start happening, and then he'd get up and lay hands on the sick. And I thought, well, praise God. And then it happened week after week. And well, I started getting a little bit of clue, but I didn't really think much about it, to be honest with you. And whenever Brother Moore, maybe a month or so later, I don't know, he ministered to the sick, and then he called me out from the back. I was in the back. And he called me. I said, come up here. And he laid hands on. He said, hold out your hands. I held out my hands. He said, he laid his hands on my hands. And then he said, obey. And when you obey, there will be an increase.
Yes.
Power of God hit me. I went out. And I'm laying there on the floor. I'm saying, well, this is confirmation.
Yeah.
See, you don't want to be making things up.
Right.
But I knew that's confirmation that there is a healing anointing in my hands.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're not drawing attention to ourselves. We're drawing attention to the anointing.
Yes. Amen.
Paul said, I magnify my office. He didn't say, I magnify myself. He said, I magnify my office.
Yes.
Jesus went everywhere he went and talked about the anointing that was on him.
Yes.
Would it be okay to do what Jesus does?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to give an account for it. People can't receive from it if they don't know about it. You ought to meditate on that. You go over to Matthew. Let's just look at a couple of these verses here. You go over to Matthew chapter number 14. Go to the 14th chapter of Matthew. Look at we'll start in verse number 34. Matthew 14, verse number 34. You remember, while we're going there, I'll just refer to this verse. Remember, the woman with the issue of blood, she came and touched the hem of his garment, remember? For she said, If I may touch but the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. Where did she? Well, how did she know that that anointing was there? You read back in the previous few verses. When she had heard of Jesus, somebody had told her, or maybe she heard somebody told about a testimony, or somebody told about the anointing, what was happening somewhere else, or something like that, or maybe somebody told her about what Jesus preached, because everywhere he went, he preached, the Spirit of the Lord's on me. He's anointed me.
Amen.
But somehow or another, she heard about that anointing, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But with that in mind, look at verse 34 of Matthew 14. Verse 34, when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. This is Jesus and his disciples. When the men of that place had knowledge of him, underline that, when they had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased. And besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Now, notice it says, when they had knowledge of him. The knowledge that you can, it didn't say anything about what the knowledge was. But you can tell what the knowledge was by what they did. When they had knowledge of him, they brought people that were sick, and they wanted to touch only if it was just the hem of his garment.
Yes, sir.
In other words, that the knowledge they got was of that power that he was anointed with.
Yeah, that's good.
Are you getting that?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't just the knowledge that he was the Messiah. Don't misunderstand me. He was the Messiah. But the Messiah, well, that really in their mind, in the Jewish thinking, the Messiah was the one who was going to come and fight the Romans and get them out of the captivity they were in. Amen. So you got to think of their mindset a little bit to know what's happening here. So the way they got that knowledge must have been through Jesus preaching it. Or somebody telling it.
Right.
Amen. They heard about that anointing. They heard about that healing power. So that's what the woman with the issue of blood heard. Isn't that right? What made her say that, if I can touch but the hem of his garment? Somebody told her about that power. Somebody told her about that anointing. Amen. And that's where she got her faith.
Yes.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, so it's all right to talk about these things.
Right.
You got to differentiate between some. It's not of God. I mean, excuse me. I said that what I was trying to say. It's not of man. It's a given of God.
Yes. Right.
Amen. So that's what we're talking about this morning. Well, so that God anointed Pastor Debbie and me in this area. We've seen many, many results of this. In fact, after Brother Moore laid hands on us, or on me, I should say, I said, "All right, okay, I'm going to obey. obey. I mean, laying hands on my hands. I mean, I can get this. I'm not a rocket scientist, but I can get this. I went to school 3 days in my brother's place one time.
Oh, wow.
Some of you wouldn't laugh if I.
Oh my God.
So I laid hands on. I said, the next service I preach, I'm going to lay hands on the sick. So I did. It was a morning service. I lined them up.
Yeah.
Said, here we go. So I just started laying hands on people, and one of them was they came for healing of lupus, and they were completely healed of lupus. In fact, that was. I would say 2 weeks, maybe a year or two later. I remember we had a Holy Ghost meeting. I mean, Brother Hagin, had a Holy Ghost meeting there at Rhema, and the whole crowd's just drunk. I mean, it's one of those services you don't dismiss. You just leave whenever you can. Whenever you can get up. So, but that was one of those. And so we were on our way out trying to hold on to a pew. Rhema's large, big auditorium, way over there somewhere. You can see them, but you can't quite see who it is.
Yeah.
Somebody goes, "Brother Jay." I'm like, "Who's that?" And finally, they hollered out, "I'm the one healed of lupus."
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Yes.
I said, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So when one has a healing anointing, that you see it, Jesus here, it comes or is ministered, say ministered, from a person to another.
Yes.
Through contact.
Yes.
Jesus had to have people touch him, or he had to lay hands on them.
Yes.
Are you with me this morning? Last night we talked about the anointing in the Word.
Yes.
The Word is anointed. You can make contact with the Word.
Yes.
Let me rephrase that. You need to make contact with the Word.
Amen.
Mixing your faith with the Word.
Right.
acting on the word. Act like it's true.
That's right.
Praise God.
Amen.
People that act like it's true, they don't make funeral plans.
Come on now.
But this is talking about, now here, what we're talking about this morning is making contact with the word. Really, it's the word too. This is all in line with the word. But making contact with that anointing that God anoints a person with.
Yes.
Do you understand the difference?
Yes.
Come on.
Which is scriptural as well. I mean, all through the Bible, God anointed people.
Right.
So this is healing through that God does. It's not man. We just read that. That God does, but it flows through somebody else. Mm-hmm. Through somebody. God doesn't anoint people to bless them. He anoints people to bless others.
Amen.
Now, there's an anointing to bless you that lives inside of you.
Yes.
You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Remember that you have an unction from the Holy One. You know all things. The anointing teaches you and guides you into all truth. There's an anointing inside of you that every believer has as soon as they're born again.
That's right.
And that's for you.
Yes.
Right.
But then there's something that comes on you.
Yes. Yes.
On believers to bless others.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
And that flows through you to them.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's just as scriptural as what we preached last night.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody can be healed by just acting on the word, just taking the word and acting on it. Hallelujah. By his stripes, the Bible says, ye were healed.
Amen.
Just like you read that Jesus took your infirmities. Just like you read, he took your sins in his own body on the tree.
Yeah. Right.
He took your sins and he substituted. And you can believe on that and confess that and receive. You can do the same thing for healing.
Yes. Amen.
Faith works the same in both areas.
Amen.
Or in many other areas.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So the Bible says that you can get the word of God in you. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
Yeah.
Get the word of God in you and that word will heal you. He sent his word and healed you. Hallelujah. You don't have to have another person to minister to you to receive healing.
Right.
I don't mean you can't, but you don't have to.
Yes.
I said you don't have to. You can receive healing directly through God's word. Just take his word for it. Hallelujah. But then that doesn't do away with this way God moves. God moves a lot of different ways. We were talking about how God's a God of color and variety, but he's also, he moves many different ways. In fact, about the time you think you got him figured out, he'll jump out of your box and move away you didn't know he was going to move. I said this one time and never thought about it much, but I just said it. And I said, you know, it seems like there's, when it comes to the things of the Spirit, it seems like there's always a learning curve to it. Seems like there's always something new to learn. And sometimes you learn it and you're like, my goodness, of course. Well, I should have got in out of the rain. That's obviously so.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But regardless of how you receive it, you need to know, even if it's through that kind of anointing, that kind of power or something, you need to know how to keep what you receive.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
If you receive something through somebody else's ministry or a tangible anointing, gifts of the Spirit or something like that, well, sometimes that can come without anybody's, well, not the tangible anointing, but the gifts of the Spirit can come without anybody's faith really involved. We read a story, or we referred to a story like that last night.
Yes.
I could tell you stories like that in my own life. I remember a man sitting actually up in Maine. We were in some meetings, and a man was sitting. I was preaching, and a man was sitting kind of on the aisle on this side, back about halfway back. And I didn't know it, but he's sitting back there. He's sitting beside his son. His son's on the aisle, and then it's him, and then it's his wife. And I didn't know it. They were back there. They were visiting and kind of back there mocking me because of the power of God that was moving. And I didn't know it, but the Holy Ghost just brought me over here. I'm preaching and I'm coming over here and I found myself walking back the aisle and I keep on preaching, walking back the aisle. And I said, the man on the end had a hoodie on, real mean looking. I said, stand out in the aisle. I thought, what am I doing? I don't even know what I'm going to say. He stood out in the aisle and I laid hands. I said, do you believe in the power of God? He goes, mm-hmm. And I laid hands on him. He went out under the power of God. He laid there a while, and then he shook himself, like looked at me real mean, like, what'd you do? Got up and sat back down in his seat. And I just went about my way and kept on preaching.
Praise God.
Come to find out after the service, they had been sitting there, his son, the man and his son, sitting there, and they're like, you're making fun of me.
Wow.
I'm making fun of the power of God.
Yeah. Wow.
Come to find out after the service, found out that the man sitting, the son sitting on the end, and he's the father sitting next to him, and he's sitting there. And when I laid hands on him, the power of God jumped off of him and got on and healed his knees.
Yes.
He had knee problems and healed his knees.
Hallelujah.
Well, that wasn't his faith.
No.
Sitting there mocking the power of God.
Yeah.
Wasn't his faith.
Yeah.
What was that? As a demonstration.
Yes. Yes.
Woo, glory to God.
Lord.
And they all got, they were Nazarene. They all came into the this pastor's church, got filled with the Holy Ghost. They've been, last I heard, faithful members up there. And the young man went home, tore all his whatever posters of AC/DC he had on the walls or whatever, tore them all off, and got right with God and went to Rhema.
Praise God.
Sometimes you don't know why God has you do what you see. He sees people's calling. He sees people's the plan he has for them. Some people are ignorant, but they're only ignorant because they haven't ever experienced anything. They would receive it if they knew it, you know.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I'm having a good service.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you got to know that if you receive through this kind of method, then you got to know at least how to keep it, even if you don't know how you got it.
Yeah.
You got to know at least how to keep it.
Yes.
What most believers don't realize is that the enemy will come after a person's healed, and he'll present symptoms to them again, trying to get them to accept them.
Yeah.
Oh, have I ever been there?
Yeah, come on.
And you got to decide what you're going to do.
That's right.
Are you going to say, oh, I thought I was healed?
Nope.
Or are you going to say, no, Mr. Devil,
come on.
I'm not taking your symptoms back. Listen to a couple of verses. Jesus said this in Revelation 3:11, hold fast that which you have, lest you lose your crown. Revelation 3:11. That's not necessarily talking about healing, but it does prove something to us. It proves that things that you have, you can lose.
Yes.
Things that you have in God, you can lose. That's Revelation 3:11. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 says, prove all things.
Yes.
Hold fast that which is good. Hold fast.
Yeah.
Well, why do you got to hold fast? Because somebody's going to try to take it away from you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not Dane or me. We're nice people,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right? Okay, yeah. It's going to be the devil. He's going to come. He's going to come. Listen, he's going to come.
Yes.
One thing about him is he's a faithful cuss.
Yes.
He's going to come. He's going to come for the word. That's the only credit I'll ever give him. He's consistent. Consistently wrong. And a consistent liar, but he's consistent. So he said, hold fast that which is good. I've tasted of the healing bread and it's good.
Amen.
That time I had all that pain in my neck. Oh, thank God for healing bread. Thank God. Oh, that was good when that power hit my neck and just flowed down through me. Praise God. I've tasted.
Yeah.
And it's good.
It's real good.
So I'm going to hold fast to it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So what do these verses prove? They prove you must be able to lose things once you receive them from God, or verses like this wouldn't be in the Bible.
Yeah.
Well, I just believe. People say like what they believe is always true. I just believe if God ever does something, it'll last. Well, then why do people backslide? Hey, if they really got saved, it'll last. Well, they really got saved, all right, but they just got tripped up and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Are you out there?
Yes.
You got to hold fast to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever God gave you, you got to hold fast to it. Remember, Jesus found the man at the pool of Bethesda in John 5, and he said, sin no more, lest the worst thing come on you. In other words, you got to be careful here. You could lose this. Sin no more. In other words, that's what brought it to begin with. He had been living in sin. Will God heal a sinner? Oh,
yeah.
But you know it's going to try to come back.
Come on.
Amen. Selah. Well, that makes me afraid. Well, it should make you prepared. You don't have to be afraid of the devil at all. Just be ready. See, if you're ready, like somebody said, forewarned is to be forearmed. You can be ready for him. You can have the word of God in you so rich that whenever he comes back, that you're ready for him. You're ready for him.
Amen.
ready for it.
Yes.
He lies and you pounce on it. You,
that's right.
He brings symptoms back and you go, no.
That's right.
Fight the good fight of faith. You're ready for him. You're ready to resist the lying symptoms. Praise God. Hallelujah. Really, the key, this is why people need a local church. We said that last night. Because you can constantly be fed. Your faith can constantly be fed. Not just for this. We need fed in many things. But we need to be fed in this area. Well, I don't need it right now. Well, you might not now. You might in the future. I'm not trying to. I don't want you to have to. But the devil's faithful. We already said that.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
And somebody else might need it.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
It's not all about you, is it? Poke your neighbor and say, of course not. He must be talking about somebody else behind us. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, the Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. The minister can, or pastor or somebody can put the word in you, but they can't fight the good fight of faith for you. They can encourage you. They can speak a word in season, but they can't make you fight that good fight. They can't make you resist those lying symptoms. Only you can do that. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, you know, I think people that just come to special healing meetings, and I don't mean, you know, everybody here or anybody here that's visiting just does this, but I'm just saying, I think people that's their pattern, they just come to special healing meetings, I don't think they really understand the way God works. And then they never come back, you know. I don't think that they really get it. Amen. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I don't think they understand what we're talking about. They may be good people, don't misunderstand me, but they just don't understand how this works. And that can cost you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, don't take any offense at anything. Just say, well, it's ugly, but it's me. I've had to do that many times. Good humility will help you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's just look here at something before we wrap this up. The main way God heals is, well, there's many ways God heals. But you can count on, you can't always count on somebody being available to lay hands on you or have a special anointing, but you can always count on the word.
Yes.
I know Pastor Ike in Nigeria really emphasizes that because they look to people so much. And they're a little out of balance. But I think sometimes you can get out of balance on either side. You understand? Amen. And so whenever God anoints people, you know, to stand in the healing anointing, and they have a tangible healing power, then we need to receive from that.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But the Word of God, say it out loud, the Word of God, it will always work for me. And, of course, if you're going to get something some other way, you got to know how to keep it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You got to fight the good fight of faith. Well, the doctor said, well, fight the good fight of faith. Whose report will you believe?
Come on now. Come on.
Amen. All healing is done by God. It's ultimately God who did it. It's not as if it flowed through another person, laid hands on you. It wasn't that person. It's all God. And but you just realize that Satan's going to try to come back. The Bible says that. He'll come for the word's sake.
Yes, he will.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you don't have that word in you, then he's at an advantage. Remember he said whenever the unclean spirit goes out of a man, he'll walk through dry place, seek rest, find none. And then he'll say, well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back. That's what Satan is. He thinks if he was in there once, he thinks he can get back in there. It's like my dog, my favorite dog when I was a kid, a little Norwegian elk hound. Not little, but not as big as a, you know, husky kind of thing. But a wonderful dog. Found a picture the other day of me holding it when just a little kid. Anyway, that dog and I were best buds. The rest of the family thought it was their dog. It was my dog. And but anyway, she was an outside dog, but mom and dad... rarely, I remember a couple times, would let the dog in the house. you know, Christmas or something like that. Let the dog and eat scraps. Oh, my goodness. I mean, from then on, that dog, you go through the door into the house, that dog's standing right there trying to get in that door. Why? Because he's been in there once. Or was she, in her case, it was she. So that's the way the devil is. If he's ever been in, he thinks he can get back in there. Amen. Hallelujah. So you got to be able to stand against the devil. That's what a lot of Christians don't understand. Amen. So tell your neighbor, we're learning this morning, even though we might not have known that. So when I started out my healing ministry, I just started out just teaching the word. Praise God. And that really keeps people balanced. Keeps even the minister balanced. And so just started out teaching the word. And then as I was faithful, God added that to me on August 15th, 1990. And added that anointing to me. I'm talking about myself. Pastor Debbie has her own testimony. You've heard her talk about herself. And there's others. Praise God.
Amen.
You understand we're not the only ones. But that's the way we started out. And then as we were faithful and began to obey that, more was added to us.
Yes.
I remember one of the first things that was added to me, to be honest, was, well, there's a lot here. I don't have time to get into all of it. But I remember one time we were down in a camp meeting in Florida. It might have been Orlando, but a suburb of Orlando, something like that. Good pastors down there. We became good friends. He went on to heaven, but we were there ministering, and I was in a healing line ministering to some people, and under that, yeah, there it is, right there, just showed up while I'm talking.
Amen.
You know, you go to hell for lying.
Yes, sir.
But it did. Just showed up.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
And I was laying hands on people to in the healing line, just under the normal anointing that I was used to. And I got about, people were lined up like this, and I'm coming this direction. Let's say where the podium is, maybe two or three people away from a man standing there. I had never met him. He's a member of the church, though. But I got about that far away, and I'm laying hands on people coming this way, and he fell out under the power. And so when I got to him, I know the Bible doesn't say lay hands on their feet, but I just kicked his foot and I said, be healed. And I went on and came to find out later. And then the anointing was stronger from then on. And I didn't think about it at the time. But a spiritual gift of healing was given to me at that time. Because I'll never forget, it was like I was ministering and something surged in me and he fell out. It was just like something dropped on me. I knew it was the anointing, but I didn't know. I didn't know what it was. So anyway, just obeyed God. But I went on for years and never asked God about that. But I noticed something. In fact, if you were in Bible school, we might have got off that file and showed you. We had a file of testimonies. But of the people that have been healed in our ministry, 50%? I don't know. Of them are bone and joint problems. Issues.
Yeah.
They're healed. Many of you have testimonies in this congregation.
Amen.
Well, I never thought much. I started recognizing it and I started seeing it, but I never thought about when that came. Sometimes we're sort of fuzzy on things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our mind isn't clear in our thinking. I said ours. I'm not just talking about yours.
Right.
Sometimes we gotta ask God more questions.
Yeah.
And really about 2010, 11, and 12, I started asking God a lot of questions. He started telling me a lot of things I never understood. And you almost felt like, well, of course, why on earth didn't I know that? I should have known that. But he started talking to me. And one of the things he said, you notice there's a lot of people healed of bone and joint problems in your ministry. I said, yeah, well, we can see that. He said, that came when you were down in Florida and that man fell out under the power.
Yeah.
That surge of power. He said that was a gift of healing, which is different than the tangible healing anointing. The gifts of healings are worked without any faith. Now, somebody said, do I need to use faith? Well, if you got some, bring it.
Yes.
Whatever I got, I'll bring. Whatever you got, you bring. God will bring what he's got, and we'll get it done.
Yes.
Amen.
But we've seen that, like that man healed in his knees.
Yeah. Yeah.
That wasn't his faith.
Right.
Wasn't my faith. I didn't even know he needed healing in his knees. How can you believe for something you don't even know you're believing for?
Right, yeah, come on.
So it was a gift of healing.
Yes, amen.
I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. That's different than the tangible healing anointing. Jesus said to the woman with the issue of blood, your faith has made you whole. Her faith tapped into that tangible healing anointing. The tangible healing anointing works by faith, and it'll work on any disease. Does that make sense? The gifts of healings, that's plural. Gifts is plural. Healings is plural. Means there's more than one gift.
Yes.
You know, like the fruit of the Spirit, there's different fruit of the Spirit, and then there's gifts of healings, and there's different gifts.
Right. Yeah.
There's not only healing, there's the miraculous, there's special faith, there's prophecy, and all these other gifts.
Right.
But some gifts are just one, singular. Some gifts are like a cluster. Gifts of healings are like a cluster.
Yeah.
You know, you can get an orange, and that's just one. You can get grapes, and that's a bunch.
That's right.
These aren't the fruit of the Spirit. I'm not saying these gifts are the fruit of the Spirit. I don't know if you're following me or not, but the gifts of healings, there's a bunch of them.
Yes, amen.
Somebody said, I wonder how many there are. Well, the Bible doesn't say, but there must be one for every disease.
Come on.
Wouldn't that make sense?
Yes, it would.
So we didn't, and so God started talking to me about that, and I remembered, and then I thought, well, sure, that man, I'll tell you the rest of his testimony. He had already quit his job, and was the doctors were saying, you need to decide if you want to be in a seated position or a flat position, because your body is getting full of arthritis and it's just going to get as stiff as a board. You know, no, can't move it. I've heard of things like that before. I don't even know what it's called. Some kind of arthritis, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
So anyway, so he had to decide, and he's still walking, but it's very painful. And he actually told me later, he said he had already quit his job, and he had already, he couldn't even go out in the backyard anymore and throw ball with his son. It was so, he was getting so tight and so painful. And you know, the devil's a meanie. You get to the place you hate sickness and disease, because it takes mamas from babies. And don't ever tell somebody God put that on somebody. No way. If any human being walking the planet was doing everything God is accused of, we would have him hanged by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
You know it.
Hang him on the gallows.
You know it.
Put him on the firing squad.
Oh, yeah.
But see, God's not doing all that.
No, he's not.
Amen. Anyway, we get mad at lies, and I get mad. I don't like the devil, and I don't like sickness. So that he's getting stiff. Anyway, he's up there. He can walk, but it's very painful. He's getting worse and worse, and he's standing there. And when that power hit him, it totally loosened him up completely. He walked back without any pain. He said by the end of that camp meeting, was like Monday through Friday, whatever. And he went back. That was earlier in the week. And he went back. But before the week was over, he went back to his boss and got his job back. Because he's free. No pain. Hallelujah. 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 Woo. Glory be to God. God's good. Raise your hands and thank God for how good he is. Thank God for how good you are. Thank God for how good you are. Thank you, Lord, for how good you are. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Stand with me and just give him praise. Hallelujah. Just stand with me and give him praise. Praise you, Lord Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you for being so faithful. So good, so good, so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then, praise be to God. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, 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 Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Lord. 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 To you be all the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who here has been having knee pain? Come up here. You've been having knee pain. I see somebody, I guess it could be a number of them, but your left knee, I see it's really, I can see it in the spirit. It's quite deteriorated. I'm talking about the cartilage or whatever. Hallelujah. Thank God for his power. Hallelujah. Now, I got to say something before we minister to these. This has to do with that endowment I just talked about, but also, sometimes things need to be done in the creative order. Meaning if something like cartilage is deteriorated or something, then it needs to be regenerated. That's not healing. That's a miracle. Amen. And so the miraculous, I think, is going to be in manifestation for some here. And sometimes that involves angels. They're not healers. Don't misunderstand me. But they do work some of these. I'm having trouble talking. My. Mashtakia. Ha, ha, ha. Just like that angel worked on you, Leanne, and something was out of place. Put it back in place. Hallelujah. There's going to be some of that here. Praise be to God. Oh, my. Reach out your hand toward these. Which knee is it? Your left knee. Put your hand, honey, on her left knee. In the name of Jesus, we release the anointing power of our Savior, Jesus Christ, into your body to be healed, to heal your knee. In the faith of God, we thank you, Father God. Say this out loud, dear sister. Say, in the name of Jesus, I believe healing is mine.
I believe healing is mine.
It's mine through the work of Christ.
It's mine through the work of Christ.
I receive it now.
I receive it now.
There it goes. There it goes. Zeus was right into you. Right into you. Right into you. Oh, boy. Hey, can I have 10% of all that goes out of me? I just love this. Boy, this is great. I lay hands on you in the name of Jesus. Be healed now. There it goes. Let that power go into you. Let that power go into you. I command those knees to be healed, to be restored. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Be healed now. Under the anointing of the Spirit that goes into you through the laying on of hands. Be healed now by the Spirit and the anointing that raised Jesus from the dead. Be healed now. Oh, there it goes. Went right into you. Whoa, my. Hallelujah. Be healed now, Teresa, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the faith of God. Thank you. Oh, slap her knees, both her knees. In the name of Jesus. Shakaita, kekapote, pepatuke, papatuke, papatuke, pepatiki, pepatiki, vekatiki. And we lay hands on. There goes that power. There goes that power. We lay hands on you in the name of Jesus. Woo, there it goes. And then, there it goes again. There goes surge number two. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your knees, sir?
Knees, shoulders, and neck. I'm having a procedure this weekend.
Okay.
And I'm legally blind.
Okay. We lay hands on you for healing in his spine, knees, neck. We release that power. There it goes. Starts going into you right there. Into his body. Ha. Thank you for it, Father. Also, we command those eyes to see. I speak healing to his eyes. Be healed, eyes. In the power that raised Jesus from the dead. The regenerating power that raised his body from the dead. Regenerate those eyes. Regenerate those nerves in the eyes. In the name of Jesus, I command them to see. Thank you for it, Father. It's so by the faith of God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Just receive that. That starts to work in you. In the name of Jesus. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. Whoa, my. Be healed now. There it comes. Stronger anointing. There it comes. Be healed now. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name. Hallelujah. 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 Be healed now in Jesus' name. Be healed, be healed, be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. 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 I lay hands on this cloth to transfer God's power to it. So when it's laid on that person, it'll drive that disease out. I command it to leave in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Miss Etta, receive. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, I didn't get to it because the anointing fell, but if you have any sort of autoimmune situation, and that sometimes can include cancer, if I understand, I don't fully understand all that, but autoimmune disease, and if you don't know what that is, it's different. There's really a whole group of diseases along that line. Lupus is actually one of them. But something that it gnaws and chews on your body, doesn't recognize the body and causes it to attack the body. I mean, the immune system doesn't recognize the body and causes it to attack the body. In Jesus' name, I lay hands on you to curse that disease in the name of Jesus. I lay hands on this cloth. I curse that disease. I command autoimmune to leave this person's body when its cloth is laid on their body. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, be healed, Danny. In the name of Jesus. Say it out loud. I take it now. Thank you, Father. Be healed. I command this same anointing to go into this cloth. In Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed. Same anointing to go into this cloth. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. Release that power into your knees. Hallelujah. 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 Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you for that anointing, Father, that drives out all infirmity, every joint and bone situation in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you for it. 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 Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Father, I curse that. Command that to die in her body. Command her blood count to be normal. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for that anointing, Father. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what I'm seeing, Kimberly. So sometimes, because the Bible said it calls it the word of knowledge. It's not the sentence or the paragraph. It's just a word. I don't understand what I'm seeing. But something, man, if you don't know what you're seeing, you don't know how to describe it. But something in your something got a hold of your body as a like a I wouldn't even say quite a teenager, maybe 12, somewhere in there. Do you have any knowledge of what that was? Yeah, the power's driving that out. Mm. I just don't have enough knowledge to describe it any further. God knows things we don't even know. It's possible that you got exposed to a, I don't know, disease, or I don't know if it was chemical exposure or something, but it affected your body. And that's been an issue. But today it stops. Today it stops. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Thank you for it. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Okay, go ahead. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Is it all right if we just flow with the Holy Ghost a minute? Or two, or five, or 20? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Pero tu shandande de ede e shukumba asikivete e dele brendushta njande e es ush eke ve e tut.
Ah, I see that, Father. Give me your hands. Fully dedicated to the purposes and plan of God will open the door to God's fullness and best, so that it be not partial blessings, partial goodness, but full measure of the goodness. So go all out. Go all in. Go all the way. All the way with God. All the way with His Word. And lay aside all that would distract, and you'll see the glory of God. So take a stand. Take a stand and don't be afraid. Oh, I see that, Lord. Something that you've been afraid of. Don't be afraid. For the Lord will protect you, He'll keep you, and the glory of God will surround you like a shield and protect you from that which you've been afraid of. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. Don't filter everything through your head so that it gets down in your spirit. Draw up from your spirit and let it renew your mind. Switch the direction and let the Spirit of God teach you by the Spirit, so that you might be spirit taught, not mentally taught. Yeah. Hallelujah. The atmosphere in your home that you have created through your own spirit and the leading of the Spirit will be like a shield and a protector around your family, and is even like a shield and protector around your family. And because of that shield and because of that protection, they won't be exposed to some things that others have been exposed to, and they will be taught and learn and walk out of your home carrying that shield with them. And that which the enemy has designed for them will not prevail against them. Because they had a mama of the Spirit. They had a mama taught of the Spirit, and also who raises her children by the Spirit. Woo, glory. Woo, my. Praise God.
Praise God. Now, what I saw there, and I hesitated to say because there are some other things, but that pastoral anointing in the Masakuta.
Yeah.
In a Masakuta, and you're going to have to start preparing yourselves in a Masakuta. And that family relationship that would hinder that, you're going to have to watch that, Danny.
Yeah.
You're going to have to watch that. There's a spirit behind that, and you don't let that in. You love your family, but you can't let that in. You understand? Because both of you, are going to enter into some things. But there's, and Chris, you've made choices and decisions just in this last 2 years that's helped you to get to the place where God's able to take you in. You are going to miss that door, but you've made some changes.
Yeah.
And stabilization is coming and has come, but there's more. There's more. Okay?
Praise God.
So cut off that
Praise
thing.
God.
Especially don't let it in your mind. You got to be careful when you're just around family so much and you let that enter in, even with the children. Be careful with that. I'm just going to be honest, because we're your pastors and you can't get there if you're not going to cut that thing off. I'm not saying cut your family. You understand?
Yeah.
All right. You know. You know. You're going to have Praise to start using wisdom in those things, because you're going to lead others into things and they will follow what you follow. Okay?
Yeah. Hello, sir. What's your name?
Nicholas.
Great to have you today. What'd you come for? You need healing?
Yes.
Okay. Where is it? In your back? Shoulder? Arm? Uh-huh. You believe in the power of God?
Yes.
Good. Me too. Reach out your hand toward him. Father, I lay hands on my brother in the name of Jesus. Oh, there it goes. That power goes into your shoulder. Something's been out of place right up in here. In the name of Jesus, curse that. Command that to come back in place. Thank you for that angel right there working on that. Thank you, Father. There it goes. Poof. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Don't hold him up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
What'd you come for?
Neck issue.
Okay.
And there's a, for decades, a ganglion cyst right by my ankle. Shouldn't
be
there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, where is it? Give me a chair. Just sit right there. That'd be easy. Just sit right there.
Amen.
Which ankle is it?
This ankle.
A cyst. No, you don't have to.
Okay.
Reach out your hand. Father, I curse that cyst.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And I curse it at the root. In the name that is above every name.
Yes.
I command it to cease and dry up. Never to appear again. Under that anointing that we release into this ankle. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, what else was it?
Neck.
Your neck. Hallelujah. We lay hands on you in the neck. And the command about Siki. You laugh in the flesh some, but you don't laugh enough in the spirit. Be healed. Be healed. There you go. Praise God.
Sometimes my neck. And
okay.
I want God to just take it.
Take it all. Father, we lay hands on her. She'll take it all. Up in her neck and her shoulders. Ooh, there it goes. There it goes. Thank you.
That's that. Mm. That's it.
I
like that word.
We minister to that physiological in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
The miraculous power of God ministering in this physiological.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name, we cut that off. We thank you, Lord. We cut that off in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Whoa. All right. Got anything else? We'll just lay hands on the sick, unless you got something. Anybody in any area you need healing, come up here. Just form a line and come on up. Let me lay hands and transfer that power. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. If you need a healing in any area, come on up.
Let go of the thoughts. I know that.
Hallelujah. Brother Hagin used to always have the crowd say it after me.
Jesus
is the healer. Isn't that good?
Yes.
He's still the same. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me some people. Don't hold them back. Father, we lay hands on these in Jesus' name. Be healed now. We lay hands on Brother Frank. Be healed now, Frank. We lay hands on you to be healed in Moshe Kia. We lay hands on you to be healed. Hallelujah. Be bold. Be bold. Do what you know you got to do. Thank you, Father. We lay hands on this cloth. Oh, thank you, Father. The power goes into it right now in Jesus' name. We lay hands on you to be healed now in Jesus' name. Hello. We lay hands on you. Be healed now by the power of God. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Sing something out there. Let's sing something. Anybody got something? Praise God.
I am the God.
We lay hands on you. Be healed. Be healed now. Be healed now. Thank you, Lord. Be healed now.
I am the Lord.
Jesus' name. Be healed now. Jesus' name. We lay hands on the baby to be healed. Jesus' name. And you, Father, we lay. Be healed now in Jesus' name. Corey, be healed in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah.
You are the God that healeth me.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I lay hands on you for healing now in Jesus' name. Under that anointing. Under that anointing, I lay hands on you to be healed now. Be healed by the power of God. I lay hands on you to be healed now in Jesus' name. Be healed, Vince, in the name of Jesus. This for her. In the name of Jesus. I lay hands on both of these in the name to be healed. We thank you for your power that raised Jesus from the dead. We thank you now for that power. Yes, there it goes. There it goes. We thank you for that power that heals the body right now. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Be healed now in Jesus' name. I lay hands on you to be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed, Katie, in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed. In
you
Jesus' name. Bob, be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
You are the Lord, my healer.
Thank you, Lord. Put the hands on these claws so that the...
You are the Lord, my healer.
Thank you, Father.
You sent your word.
Father, lay hands on her under the anointing to be healed in Jesus' name. To be healed in Jesus' name. We lay hands on her to be healed in Jesus' name. We lay hands on her to be healed in Jesus' name. We lay hands on her for healing power to go into her in Jesus' name. We lay hands on this cloth for healing power to go in to drive out the devil. We lay hands on you to be healed in Jesus' name. We lay hands on you to be healed in Jesus' name. We lay hands on you to be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
You are the Lord that healeth me.
Thank you, Father. We lay hands on her in the name of Jesus for healing power. We lay hands on her for healing power to go into her body.
You sent your word.
That power goes in. That power goes in. I curse those blindness. I curse
them.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tell him you're a believer. Tell him that power, you believe that power is working in you right now. Just worship him. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Amen. 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 Praise be to God. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. 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 Praise be to God. Let's get some testimonies before we go. Let's bring up a mic. You got from last night or this morning, you can already see something. Come up here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, you may be seated. Praise the Lord. Anybody want to hear some testimonies before we go? Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, you're first then. Here. Hallelujah.
Last night before I came to church,
it's the announcer's mic. Maybe it's not on.
What mic?
Is the announcer's one? The announcer's.
Okay, before I came to church last night, I was getting ready.
It must be off. Okay. I mean, I apologize. Here you go. There, it's on. It's on.
Here we go. Before I came to church last night, I was getting ready, and in the past, I had had popped blood vessels in my eyes, so I know what they feel like, and I felt blood vessels pop in my eye, and right away, I claimed my healing, and it was really, really red, like red. Yeah. When I got to chiropractic, my daughter's over there, that one and that one. What's wrong with your eye? I said, I'm fine. It's not actively bleeding. Well, last night when you said I called my this heel, I called my that heel, I called my eyeball heel. And y'all can look. It's not nearly as red. The bleeding.
I saw it last night.
You did?
It
you
was
saw it.
Really red.
Okay, so you.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
so,
it's not like that
okay,
now.
There you go.
Woo, glory! Praise God. Who's next? Come on up, Brother Frank. Come up here because it's easier for him to see. Hallelujah. Glory.
Well, this is mostly for your older folks in the audience, but you know, your whole life you got told, you know, you're going to wear out like the deer gets old and he wears out. And last night it was like, I'm not a deer. I'm a child of God.
Yeah.
Genesis 6:3 says 120.
Yeah.
It don't say 72 or 82. It says 120. So I'm claiming every second of it.
There you go. Amen. Hallelujah. Who's next? Come on up, Leanne. I think they can see you better up here. Either way, they're sitting down now. They can see you down there.
Last night you called out skin, things on the skin, mm-hmm. and I've had this deal on this here finger for quite a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the dermatologist. They gave me some stuff put on there. Kind of made it a little worse and opened my skin.
Well, opened it, cracked it open.
Well, it was, and it was like raw skin.
Yeah.
And it hurt. I mean, it might be a finger people, but it hurt, okay? And it catches your attention because it's like hurting. When you called it out, I just laid my hands on it and said, that skin is healed. All the pain is gone, and you can tell the skin is like forming over,
uh-huh.
and it's not open skin anymore.
Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Did I see you want to come? Come on up. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So last November, I tore my ACL and my meniscus in my knee in Taekwondo, and I've been trying to not get surgery. And shortly after that, you laid hands on me, you and Pastor Debbie. And ever since then, I think it was Miss Vanessa who told Lewis to put his hands on my knee and say, in God's name, heal. And it has been really, really good. And then today I woke up and it was twinging again. And Lewis goes, well, maybe Pastor will put hands on you today. And I was like, maybe, and it happened, and as soon as you did, it is gone.
Gone.
It feels much better.
Amen.
Thank you.
Is Lewis in here? Is Lewis? He's in class. All right. Who's next? Hallelujah. Come on up. Praise God. We got more. Amen.
So last night, you said, lay your hands on your jaw. And I was back in the TV room, so I was doing it back there. And for 2 weeks, I have not been able to clench my teeth. So even when I'm chewing, I can't chew all the way down because the jaw right here was just excruciating pain. So I just went along with it. Last night, I could still feel it when I was eating Chick-fil-A. But then I got up this morning. I didn't even think about it. And I was sitting in the TV or in the thing because I'm recording right now, and and so all of a sudden I just kind of bit down on my mouth, and I could feel how you can feel your jaw push out a little bit when you bite all the way down, and I could feel both sides all the way down tight. I was like, that's it.
Glory. Somebody was over here. Kimberly. Bible said, go and tell what the Lord's done.
In the past, there are things that my body has been allergic or sensitive to that would affect my lungs immediately. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I was exposed to one of those things. And when I came to service, I had told Brennan, you know, I need you to stand with me because he knew he could tell that I was struggling. And when you were calling out things, the Lord just put it on my heart to call out that the sensitivities that my body is sensitive to, that they were no more.
Yeah.
And when on our way home, I could breathe freely. Brennan could tell a major difference from...
Praise God.
I mean, I could tell a difference, but he can normally hear pretty well, and it was totally normal.
Yeah. Hallelujah. That's, I think, if I understand some of those things, that's some of that autoimmune stuff under the curse and under our feet. Miss LaDonna, come on up. You like these?
Yes.
I mean, lunch can wait. Here, this is good eating right here.
I have been having a slight pain in my lower back. And yesterday when we called out the lower back, I was healed. This morning when I was getting ready to come to service, I always make sure I can stand. So I did this, and I was able to do all this and come back up without it hurting.
Hallelujah. Might seem like a little thing to you, unless it was you that was hurting. I remember one time, yeah, come on up. If you want to testify, come on up. I remember one time we were up in Waterloo preaching. This is years ago. And I had, this first time I had been at this church, and I had a word of knowledge. Somebody has been having headaches. I'm thinking, oh Lord, somebody's having headaches, and it just stayed there. So finally, I gave it out, and there was a 16 or 18 year old young man who had been not just it was headaches, but you know it was like those migraines that last for days, and he was completely healed. I mean, it seemed so small, but yet it was a big deal to somebody.
So yesterday, when you were calling out neck pain.
Uh-huh.
For the last week, I couldn't turn my head more than this, but now.
Yeah.
Okay, and also for Gina, we don't take the doctor's orders unless that God tells us to, because He's a great physician in the sky. And Gina, you're doing great, and you're going to stand in your faith that you're healed and whole in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Another thing, one more thing, Kaya, thank you very much. My daughter came to church today. She didn't believe in God, but she was reading the scriptures out of the Bible today. She was, and I am covered in the Holy Spirit right now, so thank you. And yes,
amen.
God is good.
Amen. He is. Come on up. Glory to God.
Testifying for Jude.
Jude.
Yes. So Jude has, in the past couple of years, he's dealt with, it seems like, some allergies. We haven't really had anything tested, but he's got mucus a lot. And some of you may have heard he deals with it a lot. And so last night, before you even called it out, I was like, speak to your sinuses.
Yeah.
We're speaking, claiming healing over your sinuses. And he laid hands and he repeated after me and he said it. And he was kind of testing it out. He's still kind of, you know, he's still figuring it out. But you could hear when he would breathe, you could hear it was clear. There was nothing, you know, nothing there.
Yeah.
And then last night I told him, I said, you're going to have the best sleep that you've had in a really, better than you've had in a long time. Because he struggles at night too. Just can hear him, you know. This morning he said, well, I don't know if I had the best sleep of my life. I said, that's not what I said. I said, you're going to sleep better than you have. And then this morning it's always a deal. Where he's got lots of sinus issues. And this morning, he was like breathing through his nose, nothing. It was so clear.
Praise
he's still
God.
Figuring out that he's got his healing, but I know he's got his healing.
Come on up.
So I was contemplating whether or not to come up here because the healing actually took place a few weeks ago. But I thought under your ministry, I've learned a lot about healing, so it'd be good to share because it's a testimony nonetheless.
Amen.
So a few weeks ago, I woke up with just sudden hearing loss in my left ear. I would say if I covered my right ear, I could hear almost nothing out of my left ear. So I thought, well, maybe it'll just go away. The next day, still the same thing. I thought, you know, I should probably see what this is. So I Google searched it, and it's like sudden sensorineural hearing loss. And they said you need to get looked at right away because timeliness is key to getting it better. So I scheduled an appointment with the doctor and went and saw the audiologist, and they saw severe hearing loss in the lower ranges. And I actually had a baseline test 4 years ago, so they of hearing tests, so they knew my baseline from 4 years ago. And if you looked at the chart, it was way in the severe loss, and in the lower tones, and as the tones got higher, it was severe loss, moderate, and like the higher pitches, there was almost none. So about 75% hearing loss in my left ear in certain ranges. And then I had the audiology test and saw the graph and everything, and there was a few hours before I had to go see the ears, nose, and throat specialist. And I had told a few people about it, Brendan and a few others, and they were believing with me for healing, and I took authority over it. And between the time I had the audiology tests and the ENT doctor, the symptoms were gone, and I was fully healed. So then I went back to the audiologist and had another test, and it was fully healed. So, yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on up. Praise God.
Praise God, giving glory to God. I just want to thank God. Pastor just said, lay your hands on where the symptoms are. And he spoke ear. Ear was one I wasn't been able to hear in my right ear. Well, I could hear, but it wasn't clear. And it popped this morning, so that was cleared up. Then I had pain in my back, just, you know, pain, whatever. But it's gone. And then he just laid hands on the knees. And that's something that I keep dealing with, but, you know, that's all gonna be gone one day. I ain't gonna be up here for needs, but it's gone, and that pain is gone as well.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay, so about a few years ago, I ended up in the hospital for a cyst that they ended up finding on one of my ovaries, and so it was like just a lot of pain in like my lower right side and everything. And then sorry, super nervous.
You're good.
And ever since then, it's been like on and off pain, but not super bad up until this past week, to the point where every time I took a deep breath in, I could feel it, and I just like would not want to move at all. But then when I came up here to have hands laid on me, I went back to my chair, took the biggest deep breath in, and no pain whatsoever.
Hallelujah. That's good news. Come on up. Praise the Lord. I've had pain. I thank God for anybody that was delivered from pain.
So at an early age, 15, 16 years old, lived in small town Hawkeye, and we had one library, with one librarian every so often. Went down there to do some homework and forgot that that day they were closed. Turned on the alleyway because the car was coming down, and I ended up falling on my left knee and teared out part of my cartilage. And so it healed eventually. It took a good couple months of infection to deal with because you can't really cover your knee very well. And so when coming up to now, for the last couple months, probably all of you guys know that we were on a furnace truck in the area, and I've been actually working on the furnace truck and doing my job as well. So the last couple weeks, I've worked 7 jobs, give or take, up and down on my knees, plus doing my job. So when he said something about the left knee up here, I'm like, that's me. That's me. And so when you guys laid my hands on my knees, it just lifted. Like, I'm actually able to fully stand on my left knee, and I haven't been able to do that in at least a couple months. So
wonderful. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Amen, amen.
A couple weeks ago, my wife, Miss Cindy back here, She had to go to the doctor for a mammogram, and they took some pictures, and the doctor, which Pastor Jay says, we don't care what the doctor says. The doctor says for sure to me, that the cancer's back. And after 27 biopsies, Miss Cindy is cancer-free. Praise God.
Glory! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. That was the way she explained it to me. She said, they said, it's like almost guaranteed that cancer's back. Before they did those tests. Amen. That was that Sunday Pastor Tim was here. And then we talked in that line. And you must have laid hold of it right there, huh? Hallelujah. I guess it's worth being stuck with 27 needles to find that out. Father, we give you all the glory and all the praise. You're so good. Jesus, you're such a good healer. You're so faithful. You're so gracious and loving and merciful. Thank you for all that you've done, all that is continuing to work in many of these that have had hands laid on them. Many, Father, the work has begun. It will continue until it's complete. We thank you, Father. We believe they have received. We thank you, Father God, for the full of all that we're standing for. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Be seated for a moment. Bow your head, please. Close your eyes. If you're here and you say, I don't know Jesus personally as my Lord and Savior, I see the power of God moving. I see Him moving in your lives, and I want Him to be my Lord and my Savior. Would you pray for me? We'll do that right here, right now, if that's what you want. Raise your hand. By raising your hand, you're saying, I want that prayer. Include me in that prayer. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, sir. Anyone else saying by the raised hand, I want to receive Jesus. Thank you. I see that hand. Anyone else? Anyone else? You're saying, pray for me. I want to be a child of God. I want to come into the things of God. I want Jesus to be my Savior. Amen. Praise God. I'm looking closely. Anyone else? Praise God. I see a young lady holding her hand up. I believe my grandma knows if she understands or not. We'll pray for her too. Anyone else? Anyone else? Praise God. Then with thank you. All right. Anyone else? Real quickly. I thought I had a hand, but anyone else? Father, we thank you, Father, for moving in these lives. With heads bowed, please. No one looking around. With those that raised your hand, just look at me, please. Just raise your eyes and look at me. Thank you very much. I believe you meant business with God. We're going to pray for you. Would you just come down, and we'll pray for you right here. Would that be all right, sir? Come on down. We'll pray for you right here. And Grandma, if your granddaughter knows what she's raising her hand for, bring her down. Hallelujah. Jesus saves. He washes. He makes life new. Thank you for coming. Remind you your name?
Nicholas.
Nicholas. Thank you, Nicholas. So glad you came. Thank you for coming. What's your name?
Courtney.
Nice to have you today. Amen. Stand up in the congregation. Okay, here comes another one. Here comes another one. Listen, she wants to come up. Come on. Come on, come on. Amen. I remember whenever I first understood I needed to be saved. I was probably only, 8 years old. And you beat me. You're in before I was. Way to go, honey. Listen, those of you that are in the congregation, reach out your hand toward them. We're going to pray with them. The Bible says that God raised Jesus from the dead so that He could be Lord and Savior of our lives. And we know from the Bible, it says, if you believe that in your heart and say that with your mouth, you'll be saved. Doesn't matter what's happened in the past. Doesn't matter what you've done or haven't done. This is the time where it all gets washed away and everything gets started brand new. I needed a second chance at a couple points in my life. And this is what you're coming for this morning. Would you, that came for salvation, would you just bow your head and just as that's a sign of your reverence before God, and say this after me. Say, Dear Father God. In the congregation, repeat it after me also. Dear Father God, thank you for your son Jesus that you sent to be my substitute. To take all my sin on himself, so that I could receive the work that he did as my substitute. I believe Jesus was the Son of God, that He died on that cross, that He took my sins, and that He rose again from the dead. I believe that in my heart, and I confess Him as Savior and Lord this very day. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. I receive you by faith. And I believe right now that you wash me in your precious blood. And I receive that by faith. I'm now saved. My past is now gone. And I'm a new person. In Jesus' name. Dear Father God, you're now my Father. Jesus, you're now my Savior and Lord. I believe this now. I receive it by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Woo, glory. Welcome to the family. Amen. We're so glad you responded to God. I remember sitting in church, my heart's beating. I knew I needed to respond. And that day I did, it was changed everything. And you did that today. Thank you for coming. Jesus, where's he at? He's in your heart now, right? Yes, he is. Aww. So thankful. Praise God. We have some information. I believe Ann's behind you. Where are you? There you are. Some information. So don't leave before we get this information to you. And you might have some materials that you don't want to leave the auditorium before you collect. But see this lady right here and see her husband right here, this tall man. Then they want to talk to you before you leave, all right? So, and we got some things we want to give you. If you want a Bible or anything like that, we got some things we want to give you, all right? Amen. Tell them out loud. Just reach your hand out toward them and with love and say, welcome to the family of God. Yeah, amen. Glory. Amen. Woo, that's worth coming for this morning, I tell you. Glory to God. Well, thank God. If you are standing, you receive by faith. Just keep on standing and don't give up. Let the power of God continue to work, and we're going to hear some more testimonies.